bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's big show, Stupid World Records, a toilet paper song, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
You want me to read this on the air, Chris? Your
well, share. But Tom needs to share this because this is right up Tom's alley.
All right, well, let's hear this. This is from Dateline Victoria, British Columbia. The dumping of raw sewage into the Pacific Ocean was an issue one man wanted to take to an all-candidates meeting in the Victoria Beacon Hill area Friday morning, but the costume crusader was not allowed into the meeting.
Oh boy.
We have a superhero.
Have
you seen
him? Have you seen him?
James arrived dressed up as Mr. Floaty.
Mr. Floaty.
Yeah. A 6 foot tall. He looks like a brown Mr. Peanut.
He does.
You know the Mr. Peanut character?
Oh, do you have a picture of Mr. Floaty?
There's a picture.
That is lovely. Is he wearing a sailor hat?
He's wearing a sailor hat. He is.
Of course he is.
He is described here. Can I read the description?
Just when you think you've heard everything, here it is.
This is in Canada. He is dressed as a.
That's a good way to describe Mr. Peanut. A brown Mr. Peanut.
He looks like a brown Mr. Peanut.
I understand. He's supposed to be a. A dog log.
Yes, there you go. Now, this is my favorite part. I've never read this before, so forgive me for...
For chuckling as you go, I know.
I handed it to him cold. I'm sorry.
His outfit is called The People Opposed to Outfall Pollution, of course. Poop is the name of the
lovely.
Outfit.
He doesn't have a cape.
No.
I can't tell if he has a cape, Bob.
He can't fly. He'd fly into a fan.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Stupid world record.
What you got? A Utah man who owns nearly 2,000 board games has decided to seek Guinness World Record certification for his collection.
How many games?
2,000?
Nearly 2,000.
I literally made 2,000 board games.
No kidding.
David Prisbilla is a professor of marketing at Utah Valley, UVU, and I'll be me. The Guinness World Record title for the largest board game collection belongs to Jeff Boss Pies with 1,531 different board games. Prisbilla is now looking into getting his collection verified. Prisbilla says he's only played about 2% of his collection. simply due to a busy, busy life.
Uh-huh.
I think he's a big, big liar. He said a lot of them are unopened. A lot of them are just, I really want to play them with somebody, but I also have that kind of FOMO, fear of missing out. I guess that if I don't buy it now, I'll never be able to find it again because I'd never be able to play that song.
So he barely plays these board games.
So is this guy a loner? Yeah, is he all by himself?
My life game in the rain.
Yeah, the one game he doesn't have is life.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hasn't gotten that yet.
Yeah. God, no God. Baby, no wife. No
are you playing any board games during this?
No, we haven't yet, but I was wistful for...
Monopoly?
Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
Oh, okay.
This week.
Oh, man,
that'd be perfect for the 3-year old and the
Yeah. Playing a lot of Harry Potter Uno.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Girls are really. That's the regular Uno cards, but they have a Harry Potter theme.
Right.
So,
boy, I'm out twice.
Never played Uno?
What's wrong with Uno?
Oh,
nothing.
What about Yahtzee? You play Yahtzee?
Nope.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Draw four.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Wild card, draw four. Yes.
Hey, you're talking about board games. I don't have 2,000 board games like it. Dickie's going to get us. I probably got 2,000 marbles from different board games.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my hungry, hungry hippos were bulimic. They'd never stay in a box. Man, I'll tell you, I've been so bored. I've been hooked on this Nature Channel since we've been quarantined.
Oh, yeah?
You guys get it on your cable?
Yeah, sure. It's great. I love it.
It cracks up how many people are having trouble with this stay-at-home order, because it's obvious to me some of you have never been on house arrest before.
Well, most people haven't,
because being quarantined just like being on house arrest.
Uh-huh.
You know? Except you ain't got the chunky ankle monitor, and your probation officer ain't making you go downtown once a week to whiz in a cup.
Yeah.
So I don't know why everybody's complaining.
Uh-huh.
Now, this Nature Channel, man, they're comparing us humans. This one show, they compared us humans to chimps and orangutans.
Hmm.
Okay.
It's like, well, just because they got disposable thumbs doesn't make them as smart as that.
Not disposable.
And sure, they can peel nanners faster, but let's see them try to adjust carburetor on a 78 Dodge Magnum.
I can't argue with you, Donnie.
Uh-huh. And if they're as smart as us, how's come they ain't learned to use toilet paper yet? Or a chainsaw.
I
swear to God.
Well,
that's what I don't understand. If they can do everything we can do is good, then how come, you know, we don't give them shovel-ready jobs? Like yesterday, my neighbor Mitchell, he had the tree guys over, you know, mm-hmm. blocking the whole damn street. I think it's one of them fly-by-night tree services.
Well, why do you think it's fly-by-night?
Because Tom on the truck has said Mike's fly-by-night tree service on it.
Oh. Well, that makes sense.
There you go.
I can't argue with you.
Proper permits or license, but they had chainsaws, and chainsaws work. I guess that's what you need for the job.
Yeah.
Them tree guys are amazing.
I agree.
Going up and down them trees like a tweaker on American Ninja. I swear to God. Have you seen tree folk before?
Oh, sure. They're amazingly daring.
Man, but they're a rough group of scary dudes, too.
Yeah.
Sort of like Craigslist movers. Always missing fingers.
Oh, jeez.
Teardrop tattoos. There's always one in the bunch named Skeeter. And lots of missing teeth. If you took their teeth out of all their mouths, you still couldn't assemble a full set of chompers.
Oh.
Makes Tiger King's first husband look like Tony Robbins. Swear to God. But God love him, because somebody's, you know, got to help Mother Nature get her nails done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I ain't afraid of heights, but I'm sure as hell I ain't climbing 300 foot in a tree, at least without Sherpas. I mean, and speaking of climbing high stuff, you ever met one of them dudes who changes light bulbs at the top of radio towers?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Well, they're absolute lunatics.
Yep.
They make tree people look soft. I was talking to this one tower climber last time I was in Wisconsin. He told me it takes 6 hours to climb atop one of them 1,200-foot radio towers. And he said the whole time it's swaying 10 foot in any direction.
Oh, Mary.
Can you imagine getting all the way up there and realizing you forgot the bulb in the van? And then I asked him. I didn't care. I said, what happens if Mother Nature hits you and you got to drop a deuce? He told me once you climb for more than an hour, it ain't worth climbing back down, so they just open the hatch from wherever they are up there on the ladder.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that. Those are called mud falcons.
Mud Falcon, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this guy called them Turd Eagles.
Oh, all right.
Variation.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he worked west of Mississippi.
Maybe.
Anyways.
I thought he was in Wisconsin.
Well, he said the highest turd eagle he'd ever dropped was from over 1,100 foot.
Wow.
He said that smashed your windshield if you happen to be driving by at the wrong time. And you thought hitting a June bug at 60 mile an hour is bad. But a turd eagle give your windshield varicose veins. So when you're driving and your radio starts to cut out for a few seconds, don't be alarmed. It's probably some bulb changer cutting weight down the side of the tire. I swear to God.
Cutting weight.
Oh, crap. Hang on. Boner, you can't put Jiffy Pop in a microwave that way. Cause it's got something to do with 5G and precious metals. I got a good situation.
Oh, man. Boy.
I still love Jiffy Pop.
So do I.
Never had it. I've never had the metal Jiffy Pop.
I know I had it as a kid, but I haven't.
And it was quality?
It's also super fun to make it because the aluminum foil poofs out.
My Whirly Pop. I love it.
I love my Whirly Pop too, Chick. I'm with you.
When this is all over, it's going to be very interesting to see what products went up in sales. I mean, obviously, for example, in television, Netflix and Disney Plus are off the charts.
Liquor off the charts.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if cigarettes went up, liquor, what foods went way up.
Snack foods, probably.
And I wonder what foods will no longer be on shelves, because when you go, they're all still there, the stuff that is being completely ignored.
Yes, I wonder if the other companies will go, whoops.
Yeah. Well,
I feel sorry for those foods.
Ah, some of them I don't.
Oh, I do.
I go, yeah, you're getting what you asked for, spinach Alfredo, artichoke pizza,
lima beans.
Cauliflower mashed potatoes.
I love lima beans. No, but I...
Who loves...
Lima beans?
No one looks forward to eating a waxy bean.
Horrible.
I
can tolerate them in some things, but I don't know.
Lima beans? Maybe you really do?
You can just eat a spoonful of lima beans.
Absolutely. Yuck. I love
them. Right out of the can.
That's interesting.
I'll tell you what's also interesting is certain products. I can think of one. What's this stuff called? Oh, this LaCroix water.
Mm-hmm.
They're always out of the orange. So maybe the LaCroix people will figure out, well, wait a second. Whatever the pink stuff is that tastes god awful. Maybe we should double the orange and stop making the pineapple fishizzle. Whatever.
Maybe some other people like the pineapple.
No, it's but they're always out of it. My point is inventory wise, they have to be noticing that. It'll be interesting to see in the long run what goes away from all this.
Yeah,
I think a lot of offices are going to find out. Hey, why are we renting all this space?
Exactly. We can trim some overhead if we make them stay home.
That's not good for
We need a conference
economy.
Room and don't need to be paying the rent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be very interesting to see some of the stuff that occurs out of this. And I'm finally excited for the first time in sports. They're finally doing what I've always wanted to see, NBA horse.
Are you seriously going to watch this?
Yes, I love the game of
no,
horse.
No. Monday morning, we'll go, hey, did you watch horse? Oh, I forgot it was on.
No, I had so much to do. Like, I was so busy. It was Easter. I had a kid
up on the roof or something.
Hoping to end up Monday with skin on my hands. I've been doing so many chores. And
this is when I think they heal.
Yep.
Right back to Crack City.
But we're all doing what we're doing. Staying busy. A lot of cleaning.
Yeah.
Trying to entertain various children can be rather difficult.
I don't envy you at all.
Well, when they closed the playground, that really killed us.
Yeah.
So, you want to go for another walk? There's not a lot of kids go, hey, Daddy, can we go for another walk?
Did you put the bounce house up?
What?
You have the bounce house, don't you, or something?
The bounce house has been going up, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's good, yeah.
Yeah, but that's good for 45 minutes if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And then yesterday we had to pick up the one dog and carry her back.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know what her
deal
is.
Why don't you take a wagon with you? You could put her in the wagon. I bet you have a wagon, right?
That is pure genius.
I said that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, I probably wasn't listening. You must have been one of your moods.
You know what? I'm starting to... It's like I'm not even here all of a sudden.
Hey, Pat, let's do a song, shall we?
Sure.
Gardner Minshew?
No! Oh, I need to get the emails and the Twitters. And, I'm all out of toilet paper at the Hacienda.
Oh, no.
High Chaparral, so I went out.
High Chaparral, I like that.
Into the pandemic last night.
Uh-huh. It's still unbelievable that there are places that don't have toilet paper.
Huh.
It's amazing. Yeah, no, I had to go over there a couple weeks ago to that house, and there I noticed there wasn't any toilet
yeah,
paper.
Yeah, I'm all out, so I went roaming the aisles, and I'm going to sing about it for you. There's no toilet paper on the shelf. I'm like a zombie walking by myself. You toilet paper hoarders got no soul. I need some toilet paper rolls. Don't try and take me to a Costco. They got no toilet paper anymore. My crack is itchy, sticky, stinky, and sore. Oh, I need some toilet paper rolls. I love some toilet paper rolls.
Oh, my God. I can't get over it.
It's a co-right. I'd love some toilet paper rolls. The kind of two-ply that soothes the soul. Those coffee filters have taken their toll. I'd love some toilet paper rolls.
Oh my God.
I could use a bidet as well. Or Mr. Whipple or Cottonelle. I think my BVDs are starting to spill. I need some toilet paper rolls.
Wow.
Very nice, Pat. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Holy moly.
Made my day.
So proud of himself.
Oh, God.
Look how happy he was when that hit.
I just love Don't Try to Take Me to a Costco.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's so good.
That's not what you love.
Let's repeat it.
I finally saw the Costco line for the first time the other day, wrapped around the building, because now they only allow so many people
in. Well, that's smart. That's the way
to
do
it. Oh, I know, but it was...
Well, are the people social distancing in line?
Yeah, because they have a cart in between them. Oh. Everybody has a cart in between them.
Yeah, those Costco carts are like escalators.
Yeah, they're like...
Yeah.
They're like escalators.
30 feet
nice
long.
Joke, Jack. Yeah. But that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are we? We're not done with sports, are we?
Yes.
You don't want to review the NBA playing horse on Easter.
I think you review it every time. You
can beat that horse to death, haven't you?
Yeah. Yes. There's going to be a presentation officially on ESPN this Sunday from the Association, the National Basketball, of players competing in horse.
And they're going to be in their own homes or whatever, their own court.
Virtual competition.
I've got another idea.
Mike Conley versus Tamika Catchings this weekend.
And again, if she gets HOR, it's going to be very awkward. The announcers, I'm sure, have been prepped on that.
Yeah, I would imagine so. They're professionals, yes.
This is what's awkward. Right here.
But my idea is, I think it'd be great to involve some celebrities. They could do it in a couple of weeks. And of course, obviously, one of our texters said, what about getting the Harlem Globetrotters involved? Oh, my God. Now we're talking great television.
Mm.
Don't you think?
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down?
Never cared for the Harlem Globetrotters.
What do you hate? Joy?
I don't know.
Anyone can name a current Globetrotter.
I can't.
Oh, well, that's for sure.
But I'm with Tom on this. It was a very happy childhood memory of mine. I got to go see the Globetrotters.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was nice.
I saw Meadowlark Lemon in person.
Well, whoop-dee-doo. What was that like, huh?
Who's the most famous athlete you've ever seen in person?
Most famous?
Oh, my gosh. We had Mike Tyson in here.
Tyson, probably? Is Joe Theismann famous?
Yes.
Joe Theismann?
Not just necessarily in here, but in your entire life. Who's the most famous athlete you've ever seen?
In play or like
in either? Person.
You know what I mean? I saw Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali?
No, I saw him.
Oh. No, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. You can't draw him.
Yeah, overpronounce that. Yeah.
Sorry.
Muhammad Ali.
I said Muhammad Ali.
No, you said Mohammed Ali. Like Mohandas K. Gandhi. Okay.
I saw Mo Howard Ali.
was Curly Neal with him? And Larry Bird?
See, there's something there.
There's the new Three Stooges.
Welcome to Joke Archaeology.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.